you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Pass that bottle.
Where's your headphones at, Stu?
On Tony's head. We have Tony Sawyer in the house with us this week, folks, from Bob's Downtown Diner.
On the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
He's waving at the Facebook Live, so if y'all want to see how long his goat has gotten.
I'm actually cut it off.
When you going to braid it, man?
I'm not.
Oh, man, that would look cool, though. You gotta, like multiple braids, too. And then walk around with two giant hammers in your hand.
I want to grow one like our friend Sumner's got.
Oh, yeah.
His is bad looking in a good way.
Your blues man helps because the stash gets awfully porn stashy looking.
Yeah, and that's like an aging porn star.
Aged porn star.
Aged
to perfection.
Perfection.
Yeah. But the goat that the bluesman bails you out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, otherwise you'd just be someone that drove around elementary schools in a creepy van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got rid of the van.
Yeah, but I'm looking for another one.
Yeah.
But more stylish. Leanna and her fiance have given me the fever.
Oh, for the camping thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to do that.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you want the self-contained unit like they're doing, like a van or an RV or something?
Well, I got some friends. Ex-girlfriend. I should say. Well, Elise. And she's traveling the country with her photography stuff and taking wonderful pictures around
the
country.
There's a lot of people. There are a lot of videos on Facebook now, travel shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get some of those people on because they do some great stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a couple out of Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
And called Driving and Vibing, it's their YouTube show. And they're having to stop that lifestyle after 5 years because it's getting a little hard to maintain jobs with a newborn. They've got a toddler now.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they still do it, but the first camper was like an old vintage 70s thing, and they totally restored it. And then when the baby was coming along, they bumped it up and went and bought an Airstream from the 70s and totally restored the interior so that it looks like an apartment.
Even those hollowed out Airstreams, because they're pure aluminum,
right?
They're expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are.
They're expensive. I priced them. But I saw something that Leanna's fiance put on Facebook the other day, and it was the time lapse of the sun coming up.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
A lot of
cool.
These shows do that.
Yes.
They put one on when they go to sleep when they're camping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just makes it, you know, that's how you know it's transitioning to the morning, as they show that time lapse on a sunset or sunrise.
Can you imagine just doing that and just eating at different places all over the country?
Yeah, I can. That's
that would be great.
That's why I'm looking at a camper in the next year. I picked mine out to Leanna. It is a Jayco J Feather H19. It is a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
It is a regular camper, but a small one, 20 feet long, perfect to pull with my Ranger. But if you got other people, it has two pop-outs that are queen-size beds.
Okay.
Oh,
and
nice.
It gives you the option with it being a hybrid like that, because some national parks that have a high bear occupancy, Smokies, Yellowstone, they won't let you take a pop-up camper in.
Yeah.
Because the bears can just rip through that, no problem. With these hybrids, you just put the aluminum panels up that cover up the pop-outs.
And that just happened, sadly. That just happened last week. A lady was mauled by a grizzly bear, and he pulled it out of her tent.
Yeah.
But
she had food
those
in
things
that
have,
tent.
Must have.
You've got to, when you're in bear country, you have to put all the food in a sack
and tie it
on a rope and get it 15, 20, 25 feet off the ground.
Right.
And you don't want it in your campsite.
Yeah.
You want to store your food a ways away.
Right.
I've learned a lot about that. And then bear spray.
I have
basically pepper spray enough
exactly.
to make a bear want to leave.
Exactly. I have friends that they sold both their houses and they bought two fifth wheels, and they keep one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and they spend a lot of time in Washington State, Oregon, and California in the wine country.
Mm-hmm.
and they'll find them a good park, and they'll take every dirt road they can find that'll take them to a winery, a little small mom-and-pop winery.
Right.
And they have brought back some wonderful wines when they've come back this way.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to do, because west of the Mississippi, granted it's, you know, two-thirds of the continent, but they have 5-to-1 free campsites over the east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
California, Oregon, all the just fantastic campsites that are completely free. You don't have any place to dump or plug in most of the time. But one of the things that I see them do is that, well, you go down this little road, you know, they'll tell you what campers you can get down it, and then you just pick a spot on the river that you like, and that's your home. And the couple I was talking about did that in, I think it was Glacier National Park. So they're parked on this big rock bed next to a river, and what they see when they come out of their camper is the Rocky Mountains across that river.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, and it's just stunning. And then it's called boondocking, which is what y'all do a lot, right? They all do that in Texas, where you just run off your battery power, a generator, and when your tanks get full, you go somewhere and empty stuff and reload.
Yeah, we have solar panels
on
top of ours.
Okay.
Yeah, the big thing is your gray and black water will get full, need to be dumped, and you'll need more fresh water. But you can probably go, what, 3-4 days like that?
Maybe? Oh, at least, yes.
There is, you two need to know this, and Mike, if you get into it, there is a free campground behind the Welcome Center in Vicksburg, Mississippi, that even has electric and plumbing hookups for free.
Behind the Welcome Center?
In Vicksburg, Mississippi. You're looking right on the Mississippi River at the river that crosses it.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah, and then what's that, 3-4 hours away, Vicksburg?
Yeah.
Not a bad drive.
That's about part of Jackson, but yeah.
Yeah, Trace has been wanting to go to Jackson so he can eat at Cock of the Walk, and so he's driving me nuts.
I'm going next month.
If you go to Jackson, but go not to Kiefer's Cock of the Walk. Greek food. It is phenomenal. It's been there. First time I ate there was like 86, 87. They're still there. It's just great Greek food.
If I get that far, I want to go ahead and go all the way to Greenville.
And go to Doe's. Oh, that's actually south of there. Isn't that in that area? Yeah, it's in the Triangle area with Starkville. Yeah. We need to do some Triangle stuff. That's where, when Mississippi State came to Mobile to play South Alabama, was when I started doing my blueberry barbecue sauce, because that is a tradition at Mississippi State games on campus. They have a, if you haven't looked into it, the tailgating action in the SEC is really interesting, with the exception of Vanderbilt, since there's no fans and there's no room to tailgate. The one time I tailgated a Vanderbilt game, we were just parked in a neighborhood, because it's right in a residential section.
Yeah,
it wasn't that cool. But Mississippi State, they called it the Junction. It used to be where the train came in. And they just, it's a whole big green field they set up. They do their blueberry barbecue sauce that goes usually with barbecue chicken, stuff like that, because they grow a lot of blueberries in the area, so it's a big thing. Of course, Ole Miss is legendary with the Grove, and it is the best tailgating I've seen in the SEC. And I'm an Auburn fan, and I've been to Alabama and Tennessee, and Ole Miss beats all three, in my opinion. Because you got a 12-acre park in the middle of campus with it's just the weirdest thing, man. These big canvas tents like the Army used, and underneath it there's a chandelier that's 150 years old hanging up. You got fold-out tables covered in 100-year-old linen with 100-year-old silverware and 100-year-old china to eat bowl peanuts and hot dogs.
Do you tailgate, Tony?
When I have the opportunity, sure.
You're an Auburn fan.
I'm a Florida Gators fan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That other orange.
With the royal blue.
Yeah, the royal blue. So.
And it's a pretty color scheme. It's not quite as manly as Auburn.
Come on, man.
We're getting close.
I love Auburn. Yeah. I love
it's
Auburn. I love Alabama.
Dark pink every week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our folks do. Mike wears his dark pink during football season.
Oh, Lord. There we go. We're getting started early.
We got a month. 73 days till kickoff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be.
I'm glad you knew that.
Yeah, well.
he's counting it down.
Well, here's my new thing. We have a fitness center at the park in Sims now. It's all free equipment. So when I get up at 6 in the morning, I go and work out. And I put on podcast of college football. And that helps me get through the workout.
Good.
And so they're counting it down. So I just, Friday they said it was 75 days. So I guess. I did math, Mike. Are you proud of me? I did math. Didn't use
my, Sims.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Sims.
Like I like to tell people, I am a victim of the Mobile County Public School System. 12 years of it, but I still was able to get into a college regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, if you know somebody. Weren't there some actresses that were?
A junior college.
Went to jail.
Went to a junior college.
343-0106. That's our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. And we'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ocean Springs.
Where's that?
Biloxi. It's in Biloxi.
Or outside Biloxi.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, on our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. Keith had some comments. He was glad to see us come back. He ate at Bob's, said the staff seemed really rested.
We had a blast. We had a great time.
I bet.
Well deserved, and I would do it again.
For those of you who don't know, Stu and I took last Sunday off. And by the way,
for business.
Yeah.
And for Mark.
We want to thank our sponsors, Le Bouchon Wine Bar, the home of
Mike Bailey.
Of that famous Dave's Pimento Cheese.
All that stuff.
That stuff is so fine.
Addictive. Yum.
Addictive.
And then y'all put it in a syringe so that you can take it with you and do a lick while you're stuck on the bayway?
That would be sick.
Okay.
But anyway, what would you try? But anyway, and also one of the other is Bob's Downtown Diner, which is actually Bob's Downtown Restaurant, but I like to call it diner because it is a diner.
Isn't that what and it says on restaurant. Facebook?
It's a diner.
It's a diner.
It's a diner.
Yeah.
The legal names is the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well.
So anyway, speaking of Bob's, we have Tony Sawyer here today. Tony,
hello.
Stu and I took off last Sunday, which was well deserved, and we never take off. We've been here on Easter Sunday,
but it was business. We were working hard for our listeners.
Yeah,
we make the sacrifices for you. Somebody had to go do a pub crawl of the Mississippi Gulf Coast on 4th of July.
Somebody had to. You're right.
Yeah, and so we did it for you. And we need to thank Roy Sewer.
Yeah.
From Butch Cassidy's Cafe. He was our guide. And he
laid out all the groundwork.
Yeah.
And we just followed him.
He structured a pretty good crawl. No hangovers. I don't know what y'all did Monday.
None.
I don't know what
whatsoever.
Y'all did Monday. But that honestly is the most I have drank in one day in probably 10 or 15 years. But it was so spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we had so much food.
We had a lot of food.
When we ate.
Yeah, we started off at Mosaic, which a buddy of mine's band plays there. And I've been meaning to go. And now that I've been there and I've seen this beautiful restaurant, I'm going to go every time they're playing as long as I'm available.
It's a cool place.
It is really cool. And,
and we got there and this lady greeted us. And we said, "What's on the menu?" She said, "I don't know. I just started today." It was her first day.
And we're like, "Well, are you doing brunch?" That's a good question. But
she didn't know what
they were. But we ended up getting just some little finger food, some appetizers, which that was where Roy was steering us. Because, you know, if you go and get a steak and baked potato at every restaurant, you're going to explode.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we did some lumpia that Mike had seen our good friend Chef Eliana, one chop juniors. With a lumpia dish, which is, for those who don't know, it's Filipino egg rolls. So they had it, and I'm like, "Mike, you got to try these things. Phenomenal, aren't they?"
They were delicious.
And different from egg rolls that you're used to.
Absolutely.
From China and Indonesia and such. And didn't we, what was the other thing we got? Do you recall? We were going to get the Argentine empanadas, but they were out.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting some, but it was fantastic. And it was Roy's suggestion, whatever the second dish was. It was great. But I had seen, while we were driving over, these advertisement for Murky Waters Barbecue. Well, it happened to be about four doors down from Mosaic, so
a long 4 days, four doors.
I think it was either you or Roy said, "Well, we're in Mississippi, we got to have some barbecue."
Mm-hmm.
That place was really good. Brisket was fantastic.
The food portions were huge.
Yeah,
and me and Roy should have split.
Yeah, they're entree.
One of the brisket. Dishes. We went in for burn-ins, but they were out.
Yeah, it's like burn-ins until sold out. We got there at like 11:45. They were sold out.
Yeah. That quick.
Yeah.
Well, must be good.
Sunday morning on 4th of July weekend, I bet they just couldn't keep up on Saturday
and
have enough left over to do it. But, definitely loved Murky Waters Barbecue. And then just for a drink, we popped into Rooftop Tacos and Tequila and had some margaritas, and we had an incredible server named Shelby Walker. If you go there, ask for Shelby. Was she not one of the most impressive young ladies?
She was real sweet, and I was impressed with her learning, you know, what she's going to school to be. And
No. She's done.
Oh, she is done.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, I went to Southern Miss on a psychology degree, and I said, well, what are you getting your second major in? Because everyone I've ever known's got a psychology degree within 6 months went screaming wanting any other kind of industry. She goes, no, I have a private practice. And she helps people that have been through traumatic instances and stuff like that. She serves there because it's fun. And you know, you've had those type work in your restaurant before. They just enjoy doing it. You know, it's good recreation. She gets to meet people. She's got a great personality. So
she really
you're just really one of the most impressive servers that
I've
met.
And we gave her our leftovers.
Yeah.
From our leftovers.
Well, she was starving. We had some brisket with us. So she saddled up to us and had some brisket.
Nice.
Just great. And then later on, we had to go take a breather. So we headed back to Roy's room, Golden Nugget, with a beautiful view down the beach. And what was the wine that we had, Mike? That was a spectacular
Merlot. I don't remember the brand.
You said it was expensive. It is a good one.
Yeah, so. he's a member of a wine club, so he gets stuff in all the time.
That was a fantastic
Merlot. He brought a
cabinet
of Merlot. The Merlot was great.
Yeah. Then we went, and this was the purpose of the trip, was we went to a friend of Mike and Roy's, got a new bar over there called Martini. That's that's Martin's place, right?
Martin.
Wasn't that the guy that we met?
Mark.
Mark, thank you.
Yeah.
The Martini's got Martin stuck in my head. And just a fantastic bar. The band was incredible. We stopped at another place in Ocean Springs just to hear the band.
We could hear this woman down the street singing.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
Just tearing apart Tennessee Whiskey.
She's a little taller than Sue Ellen, but her voice just carried all up down the street. It was unbelievable.
And they were called Chicken on the Bone?
Yeah.
Chicken on the Bone was the name of
that
band.
Out of New Orleans.
Yeah, both bands that we saw were out of New Orleans, and you could tell because both of them, I mean, the drummer and the bass are in the pocket. The guitar player sounds like you're listening to an Eddie Van Halen album. I mean, the singers are spot on. The sound at Martini's, you know, I picked up on us. This is like listening to a recording in here. And then Mark tells us that they actually EQ'd the room, which is a very expensive technical process.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets the most acoustically out of a room. Most auditoriums you go to have had this process done.
They did something I've never heard a band do. They did Barry White songs. And, you know, hit that voice. Now, he had some help.
Yeah, he was using an auto-tune to lower it for the speaking parts because he was clearly a tenor. And that was obvious when he had no problem singing Kiss by Prince, which is vocally one of the most difficult songs Prince ever did because it's all in falsetto. And he had no problem with it. They were so tight. And
he knows all these technical words for singing.
Well, that's because I went to music school in Mississippi.
And look at you now.
And then we finished the evening at Gill's, which is a dive bar.
that's been nice.
Yeah.
But, it's a cool place.
I had so two cool. plates of their signature dish, Jameson's. They poured thick.
Yeah.
They poured thick. And just, you know, and I needed to head home at that point, so I dropped them back off the casino. And y'all continued the next day. Y'all went to a brewery, didn't you, Mike?
Well, we went to Patio 44 first.
Oh, yeah. And I've eaten at the one in Hattiesburg. It's a phenomenal restaurant.
Oh,
did y'all enjoy it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a huge restaurant.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And they had a great wine cellar, and this place was fine. It was really nice.
It looked more like Patio as a name than actual part of the structure when I went by. The one in Hattiesburg is like 90% of their seating's a patio.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bar, Tony, that's very cool. It's brick walls. And along the bar, you'll have an opening in the brick wall where you can look into the kitchen, and that's where you sit. So they didn't have to do anything for social distancing when this started because their bar stools were already set up with like a 10-foot gap in between each section. And just, it was terrific. And
the food was phenomenal. I had Roy and I, a couple of weeks ago, we had at Knuckleheads, we had the Mississippi roast pot roast poutine. And so I had pot roast again on garlic mashed potatoes.
It's 4th of July, man, America.
And it was super, super, super. We didn't have any adult beverages there.
But let's talk about the brewery then. Y'all went by a local craft brewery?
Well, you know, when we went to Mercury Waters, the beer I had was from Fly Llama.
Yeah.
And so we went to Fly Llama, which is right by right next to Martini's.
Okay.
So I saw yesterday Roy went back there again.
Okay.
They've got a great little thing going on there.
Yeah.
And when we were there, there was a big Miller Lite truck parked loading up beer, you know, to be distributed. Yeah. But they do a great job there, and the place is really cool.
And all of this is, you know, less than an hour drive from us. And Mike and I have been doing this thing, Tony, where we're trying to remind people that just because there's a state line doesn't mean that Pascagoula is not our backyard.
And they've got some phenomenal food over there.
Pensacola is, I mean, we're Biloxi to Pensacola, everything in between is really one metropolitan area, and we need to treat it like that.
And
it's not I'm going to another state; it's you're going 20 miles away.
And our range goes to Biloxi.
Yeah, Biloxi to Pensacola. Yeah.
And so we need to do regional and
Open it up some more. And because people are looking to get out, they're tired of looking at whatever county they've been in for the last month.
Yeah,
but nobody is. You know, a lot of people aren't in the situation where they can go like everyone else. Let's go to Yellowstone. You know, when Yellowstone's a heck of a trip from Mobile, but Ocean Springs is not.
Stu, we got to go on break. 340-1006 is our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. You can text us back there like Keith did.
Yeah. When we come back, Mike's gonna get into it good with Tony. I'm gonna turn the mic over to Tony.
And my heart is pining for the South each day. My sweetheart is waiting, she'll be fascinating. Well, if I buy the day.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop. Wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop. Wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine, mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me.
Alrighty, we're back and... Like we said earlier, we got Tony Sawyer from Bob's Downtown Diner with us. And how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Mike?
I'm great.
Thank you for having me, Stu, Mike, Lynn.
Well, glad to have you. You, when we were off the air, we were talking about some people. We want to say hey to Rudy.
Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Rudy Rudolph.
Yeah, yep, man. Rudolph. Great chef, dude. Known that guy for a long time.
Good.
And then also William Stitt over at Billy's over off in Fairhope. He had his 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
So congratulations, William.
That's awesome. I tell you what, I ate there 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before then. And I love that grilled. Some people call it a wedge salad. I think his was romaine, but it was everything else is just like a wedge salad, just grilled.
Yeah.
And I love it. Love it. Of course, I had some shrimp put on it.
I'll take that pork belly sandwich over there any day.
I've had that too.
The appetizer.
I've had that too, but his staff is so nice. The two ladies working that day. They were all over the place, but they were so attentive and so nice. They really were, and I just make sure I sit closer to the bar so you know I can get served quicker. So anyway, so what's going on downtown? It's been a while since we had you. You know, we had all the COVID stuff, and you back up 100%.
More of it than most.
Yeah, we're back up on 100%. You know, we shut down for a little while to figure things out, but when we opened back up, we came back with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't lose too many people after that.
Yeah.
I did lose some that I had to start back with the new kitchen staff. So everything's working its way out. We're doing great down there. Downtown's vibrant. It's kicking.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be a part of it. And, you know, we're just going to keep chugging along.
Yeah. And your place has grown so much just over the years. I've watched it and from the time I first started going there and it's just amazing to see what you've done and a lot of other people down there have done. And it seems like there's a great, a lot of y'all really help support each other in a lot of ways. Are you having any supply problems getting certain things in?
Some things, you know, the biggest thing that I've noticed was the price increase on products.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular, fryer oil.
Oh, wow. I've heard of that.
Big jump on that.
The average customer doesn't think about that.
No, they don't. You know, I mean, it's hit and miss. I think that these food purveyors, they realize that they're going to capitalize on it. Hey, you know, there's an area mm-hmm. where we can make more money. Let's put it on our customers. And then, you know, us as restaurant owners, we try to absorb as much of that as we can until we can't absorb any more. And then we're forced to, you know, make that ultimate decision. We need mm-hmm. to raise prices a little bit.
Yeah. I can't help but notice you seem to have you're starting to enjoy life some.
Well,
and you're doing more things and outside of the restaurant, I notice.
You know, you get to a point where you I've got a great staff.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just a staff, we're a family down there.
Yeah.
And that's my work family. I got to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. And you do. You take them to other restaurants and treat the whole staff.
Part of it.
Yeah.
You know,
I admire that. I really do. A lot of places don't do that.
But as you get older in life, you notice that, you know, some things are more important than others, and mm-hmm. Family's important and your sanity's important. The restaurant business, you guys all know that it's a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, you know, step back a little bit and. Mm-hmm. You know, and take in things.
Well, I know, like with Roy, my buddy Roy, you know, he used to open on Sundays. He's not open on Sunday. One staff, one thing, but he's enjoying being off and taking that day off and doing what he wants to do. And he's so more relaxed now than I've ever seen him. You know,
it's amazing, isn't it?
So
and one then, day of the week,
and now you got your boat and you're doing things like that. You know. Yeah, well, one day a week makes a big difference in a restaurant business.
I've always enjoyed fishing, and, you know, the opportunity came up to where I wanted a boat. I've always mm-hmm. wanted a boat. So, yeah, I did. I went and bought me a boat.
Cool. And got that big old truck to pull it with.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, gas guzzler.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to come in your truck or come on your bike today.
Well, yeah, OBB, she's at the house sitting in storage collecting dust right now. But with all this rain, you know, I don't want to ride in rain. Yeah, we're going to get caught in rain. But, you know, I do a lot of Sam's trips, mm-hmm. and it's hard to get that stuff on the back of that motorcycle.
Mike, yeah. You
want to
field this call?
Yeah, let's get a call here.
Slidell.
Wow. Really?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. There's no telling how I found on the telephone. I don't talk on the radio very much.
Okay. Well, we're glad you called. What you got on your mind today?
Well, actually, the last thing I was thinking about is when you talk about Roy, I know who he is. I don't like Roy. He doesn't like me, but I know a lot of people that say, you know, I don't think so. But my observation was that the nature of my business takes me, well, actually, Tallahassee to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And one of you guys had mentioned you know, that Pensacola, Mobile, and Biloxi, isn't it, that we're all one. I'm scared of this.
Don't, just relax, just relax.
Yes, we are, and we very much are. But what you need to understand is each of them is very, very distinctly different.
Absolutely, absolutely.
When I can remember going Pensacola when I was a teenager, and it was like you stepped back in time to 1976 when people all had the combs in their pockets and the bell-bottom jeans and leather skinners. And Mobile had their own. I mean, Mobile and Pensacola and Biloxi, they're neighbors. They're sisters.
Right, but
they're extremely safe.
You know,
they're very, very different.
I always consider from New Orleans to Tallahassee or Panama City, we're like the American Riviera. We're on the water. We got great food. Some of us have casinos and some don't. And
some of us have some crappy water, too. But it ain't but you can find some Mississippi. And that's why I always tell people, you should not be able to smell the water that you're taking a shower.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You can't. You can't tell me you should. Mm-hmm. So don't even try.
Yeah.
But I can remember, and I didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't have a reason to say what I did. But I worked for the railroad, and they were sending me to New Orleans to take rest to bring the train back. We stopped at a place, and I mean that's just automatic stop in a taxi cab. You know, mm-hmm. you go in there whether you want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take the rest break if you want. But this young lady behind the counter, she was just extremely attractive lady, and I had to think of something.
Oh, okay.
And, I said, right around here, I said, there's a site a lot of guys on the train say it's a boulevard. I said, but it's for why, isn't it? And she said, yeah. She said, it's for why. She said, these people around here are red ass. And I said, oh, okay. What's a red ass? And she leaned over and just whispered. Half redneck and half
coonass. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. You called from Slidell. Thank you so much for listening to us over there.
Ooh, Louisiana.
Aye. We're getting there. Now, folks, we're not taking anything away from Mobile in the Mobile area, Bay Area, but there's just some great places outside, and we're starting to discover them, and we do support our local stuff a lot here. We really do. And so anyway, okay, that was a call.
Yeah, he is right though. Everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to New Orleans, it's all the same Gulf flavor of food, but mm-hmm. different flavor profiles in each of the areas. You know, New Orleans very Cajun Creole-ish, mm-hmm. and as you move away from that, you come into a different flavor. But I think with all these great chefs that are moving to our area, we've got a lot of different flavors to choose
from. Oh, absolutely.
You know, whether it's Caribbean to, you know, the American, and a lot of Yankees coming down this way too, you know, bringing some of that food down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just got to add a little bit more salt and pepper to it.
Except Spam. You don't need to add any salt to Spam, folks. I can attest to that.
But, the person that didn't know that
just,
he can wait till the next
segment. Okay. All right. So what you got planned? What's next for you?
Next for me is you know, I'm just look, man, we're growing our business down there, and we're gonna continue to work on what we have and mm-hmm. Come up with some new recipes, some new food. You know, I want to change the menu out, you know, once or twice a year and add some new stuff, which I've done, you know, for lunch specials. I've got some other food that I've been trying that mm-hmm. That may hit the menu too.
You need some
I've been tasting some alligator sausage that I'm really enjoying, and some other main, you know, center of the plate.
Right.
Item. Yeah. So, yeah, that alligator sausage is pretty good. So, that
is
might
it
hit
straight breakfast. Alligator or?
It's got some pork mixed into it. Wait.
Yeah, there's a company that does gator sausage, shrimp sausage, and crawfish sausage. All three of them are great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking into all those. So, I'm just letting you know something may hit the menu here before long. And some duck eggs, too.
Nice.
So, what eggs?
Some duck eggs. Working on that. Yeah, I'm thinking about alligator sausage, duck egg kind of breakfast. All right. Thing going on.
All right. 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. We've been getting some good texts today and call in line. We got John coming up from Fisher River in a minute. And we're going to talk to Tony some more when we get back.
Throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight because it gives a mighty man an awful lot of money.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Stu. We're back. Mike's fixing to talk with Tony a little bit more, but I did want to mention congratulations to Cherish Lombard and her wonderful husband, Q-Tip. They just gave birth to, I believe, their second child. They had one while they were in Nashville.
Yeah.
I think it was born on June 21st because they named the child Solstice, which is a cool name. And then somebody that works at this station, I think he's the new intern, Sean Sullivan, had a birthday this week.
Yeah, the new guy.
Yeah, happy birthday, intern.
He'll catch on one day.
Turn this back over to Mike and Tony now.
But we want to thank Le Bichon Wine Bar and Bob's Downtown Diner for helping sponsor the show. And, of course, John Thompson and fine folks at Callahan's for sponsoring as well. And if you want to be a sponsor, please contact us on Facebook or if you know how to, or me on Messenger. But, Tony, for years and years that I've known you, you've done a lot of hard work in doing fundraisers. Tell me about what you do to do fundraisers. Well,
you know, I bought a motorcycle several years ago and got in with the biker community. And for y'all that don't know, biker community probably raises the most amount of money for different organizations and charities throughout the country. Great people. I mean, we pay to ride in these big groups. We have fun. And that got me interested in going. You know, my big thing's veterans. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing our bike nights down at the restaurant several years ago, raising money for the combat vets here in Mobile County, and that led on to a lot of different things. So my new thing is now, I want to say it's Wings of Flight, Wings of Hope, something like that, that take ill children to hospitals and their families free of charge, whether they fly them from, you know, here out of Fairhope or Mobile to MD Anderson out in Texas or Shands Hospital or wherever they have to go. It's all free of charge. So I want to raise some money for them. So that's coming up here pretty soon. I'm still working out some details on that. But and that's the next one we're going to do for.
Cool. Now, couple of years ago during Mardi Gras, you were feeding the cops, and you've done that a couple times, right?
Yes, sir.
Feed the cops. And I know I volunteered one week. I like to froze my butt off. That was cold. And Scott Gonzalez did not turn that heat on in that building.
He didn't. Do you blame him?
Well, no, that's a big building to heat. But you had a lot of volunteers there, a lot of stuff donated. And, I mean, it just – I was just impressed. And then – just dealing with that cold weather.
Well, but, you know, I mean, those the police officers during Mardi Gras, they work. They work every day. They still have to work their normal shift plus work the Mardi Gras too. They do get fed. I thought it was something that I wanted to do on those two days of the week to feed them, and I'm going to continue to do that, try and get some more help. But you know, it's just showing their appreciation, you know, for what they do and how hard they really work.
And what I love about the downtown officers, they really look after the downtown area.
Yeah, man,
that's their place.
It's cool guys. Know? Yeah, they're and girls too. Yeah, I love them. They're good people.
They just like me. They actually are. Yeah,
got
we're
a
good
job.
People.
Yeah,
we're good people.
Got a tough job. And
so Stu and I, we decided we want to do something for you.
Okay.
So we started doing these awards. Stu, you explain.
Okay, you get it out. I started last year when the COVID started and the shutdown began and restaurants were really in danger. And Matt Golden, you know, from Beer Garden, went around to all these restaurants and highlighted them on their Facebook page. They were closed, couldn't open, but he was still going around highlighting everything else. And that made me think, well, that's the true spirit of hospitality. Mm-hmm. So we came up with the Sip and Chew Spirit of Hospitality Award that, well Mike can read what it says.
I'm glad you didn't ride your motorcycle today.
Mike could have dropped it off for you.
This is to you and you fine folks at Bob's Downtown Diner. And you can read it. You see what it says. You know, you are, you know, our choice of a spirit of hospitality this year. We're going to do this every year. Mm-hmm. And we thought you deserved this. And
thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That's an honor. I want everybody on Facebook to see that.
Yeah. You know, the thing about being charitable, and I learned this from great examples in our industry of this, Bob Omansky's at Wenzel's and Alec Naiman at Naiman's Catering. People have no idea the amount that they give to this community because they don't ever blow their own horn, and that's true charity. You don't ever blow your own horn. Matt doesn't blow his own horn. That's the true spirit of hospitality. And we want to reward those people, because anybody can give somebody, you know, a plaque for best cheeseburger. Because there's a blog site out there that can get pretty much any restaurant. They'll be happy to give you a plaque for best cheeseburger or French fries or whatever. But this is something you have to earn, and you earn it through your deeds, and you earn it through your heart and your character.
And thank you very much.
We want other people to know that. And,
you know, you just got to do the right thing. You take care of your community, and your community is going to take care of you.
Absolutely.
You know, just and be nice and you know, give people the respect that they deserve, and you get it all back.
So. Absolutely. But we felt you deserved it last year as well.
But Matt was in the middle of that stuff. We've got the list made out for the next 3 or 4 years.
And, Matt did a great job what he did, and you do a great we're just at all at what you do. And we got some other people that we want to recognize.
I think the first person that wants to congratulate you is going to be John from Fish River. Morning, John. You want to say congratulations to Tony?
Yes, Tony, congratulations.
Thank you, John.
Good thing you've been doing, man.
Thank you, sir.
Need to come over here and do a little of that stuff, too.
Don't worry about it. We're going to get over that way.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. How many times have I heard that kind of stuff? Hey, but anyway, hey, Mike, I'm going to give a stew.
Yeah.
I was talking to the guy who owns Gold's Barbecue over there in Summerdale, Atmore.
Okay.
And we were talking about you and the radio station. And he's also going to be opening back up in about 2 weeks. He had to close down, similar to Tony's situation, where just, you know, the COVID and the economy and employees.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me he's going to be opening back up in a couple of weeks. So that is good brisket. Awesome. Do you remember me telling you about that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that. Yeah.
Oh, that all the brisket up and down Highway 59. I think that's the one, number one.
Okay,
I really do. Where's that? Stu, when you went camping, did you camp out in a forest, state park, or what?
Actually, a city park up in Citronelle. Just trying to get my gear. Do that. You'd want to take short camping trips that if things go haywire, you can be home within 90 minutes. So, and each time I've been, I've used a different tent set up, and I'm trying to find which one is best for which situations. If I have a group of people, I've got one. If it's just me and the dog, we've got a tent that goes on the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Throw a mattress up in there. So it's
I used to have a van, a Dodge van that was converted into a camper. Mm-hmm. And we used to go up in the North Georgia mountains and go camping up there.
That's when I get all this stuff shaken out, that's where I'm headed.
I can recommend a few places.
With the ultimate goal to be out west.
Your cooking skills will change, and you'll find different ways of cooking out of necessity. Did you ever notice that?
I'm glad I was in Boy Scouting for 12 years.
That's right.
I'm glad I grew up a redneck. I got it covered.
You'll be able to adapt to that quite easily, huh?
Both of them work, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, John, we need to get to Fish River. Tony's got a boat. You heard that, right?
I bought one, too, here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, a big old pontoon boat.
Oh, party barge.
Party barge. Call me. Okay.
Happy 4th, John, since we didn't see you last week.
I think the water marine police that hang out around, they watch barges more than they do, you know, pontoon boats more than they do regular boats. Because there's always a party going on those things. Well, Tony, we got to go. Thank you for coming on. And, you know, good job, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Don't slack off.
I'm not.
Folks, get out there and support local, be local, buy local.
Tip
and
big.
Support the region, too.
The region. Biloxi to Mobile, Gulfport to Pensacola. It's all, we're one big neighborhood.
Atmore, too.
Yeah. Get up there and go to Gather. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Provolone.
Hands and ball to me.